A law that goes into effect on May 27th allows police officers and those close to addicts to carry the opioid overdose antidote drug naloxone. While law enforcement officials generally agree that it's a good idea to carry the drug, there are some questions about safety, training, and exactly how the new law will be implemented.
I totally agree with you're trying to address the problem at its root, but there are a lot of other issues that have to be overcome along the way.
That's Morgantown Police Chief Ed Preston. When Preston found out earlier this year that his officers could be asked not to just carry, but also administer a drug that reverses an overdose, he was a little cautious.
You have to look at it on a much broader scale of how do you implement it, how do you train it, how do you acquire it, how do you pay for it, and how do you maintain the program after you get it.
And those same questions are being asked by law enforcement officers across the state. Backed by Governor Tomlin and approved by lawmakers this session, a new law taking effect in West Virginia calls on all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police to carry naloxone. Administered either through an auto-injector or a nasal spray, the prescription medication reverses an opioid overdose and, if followed quickly with more intense medical care, can save a person's life. Medical professionals, including Dr. Michael Mills, say if the drug is administered to a person who is not overdosing, there is no harm. Mills is the medical director in the State Office of Emergency Medical Services. He says if there is an adverse effect from naloxone, it's usually caused by an allergic reaction to the preservatives in the medication.
In my 33 years of using this medication, I've never had one allergic reaction.
But law enforcement officials across the state, like Chief Preston, are still apprehensive. Preston believes there is a risk of cardiac arrhythmia, so he wants to make sure his officers are taught to recognize the signs of a heart attack as well as how to administer naloxone. Gary Tennis says the uneasy feelings some West Virginia law enforcement officials are displaying are common.
Historically, across the nation, there has been some resistance on the part of police.
Tennis is the secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Alcohol and Drug Programs. His agency has overseen the distribution of naloxone to police departments across that state for the past 6 months, police departments that at first also pushed back.
Any resistance on the part of police is overcome once the facts are laid on the table.
So to curb the concerns in Pennsylvania, his office put together a training course on how to use naloxone. West Virginia is in the process of doing the same. Because EMS personnel have been carrying the drug in the state for some time, the West Virginia Office of Emergency Medical Services was tasked with developing the state's training program. Again, Mills.
We will be talking about side effects. We will be talking about what happens when the patient begins to regain consciousness. We will emphasize that they need to dial 911 as they administer the medication so that a more advanced care can arrive and treat other injuries or other aspects of the overdose complications, and then transport the patient to the hospital.
OEMS educators began training contractors how to administer naloxone last week. Those contractors will then go out into their regions of the state conducting trainings with first responders. While the training will cover both forms of naloxone, West Virginia police departments will be encouraged to carry the nasal spray over the auto-injector, partially because of price. The injectors can cost up to $400, while the spray costs about $60. But remember Preston.
How do you acquire it? How do you pay for it?
In Pennsylvania, Secretary Tennis says he's paying for their program by soliciting donations from insurance companies. So far, they've collected more than $400,000 to purchase naloxone since November. In West Virginia, the funding part hasn't been worked out just yet. A representative from Governor Earl Ray Tomlin's office says Tomlin has written to U.S. Department of Health and Human Resources Secretary Sylvia Burwell about potential federal funding, but nothing has been secured yet. Private funding is something the office is still looking into.
There's times you'll give Narcan, it'll react with whatever they've taken, and they'll become extremely violent, which could pose a danger to the public and other people around.
Andrew White is an officer with the Whitesville Police Department in Boone County. He's also an EMT and says he's experienced the violent aftereffects of pulling someone out of an intense high using naloxone. White calls it by the brand name Narcan. But Tennis says in 6 months, none of his officers have experienced that type of violence.
I'll tell you, in Delaware County, where we've had over 40 saves, the police have had zero instances of people being violent. Sometimes they're agitated, sometimes they're upset and disoriented, but no instances of violence.
And then there's the issue of storing Narcan in a police cruiser, which, depending on the season, could be extremely hot or extremely cold. The manufacturer recommends that the drug be stored between 59 and 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Trooper Adam Reed is a public information officer with the Pennsylvania State Police Department.
So the troopers have to bring the kit in and out of the vehicle before and after every shift.
With all of the reassurances that West Virginia officials expect to come through proper training, though, there's still one issue, the timeline. The bill was signed on March 9th, the first training was offered May 18th, and the law officially takes effect on May 27th. Again, Chief Ed Preston.
It's just not going to happen. That's too quick of a time frame for an agency like us, and I'm pretty sure that most of the agencies in the state are in the very same boat that we are.
That is one concern the state hasn't considered yet. But Dr. Mills says the Office of Emergency Medical Services plans to offer its training courses on naloxone indefinitely.
Well, this drug saves lives, and that's the most important thing that we need to focus on.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright.